Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is probably true. Please be aware that the following contains strong language and adult themes. It would be boring without them. As a non-binary person, especially one that looks like this, I do get misgendered quite a lot. People forget or don't realise, and, you know, I am totes mask. So I can understand it. Even when I wear my dress, people just assume that my gender is rugby player who lost a bet, or really ropey drag queen. Also, as the owner and operator of a penis, you have to flatten things and make sure things are out the way. And I don't even bother with normal underwear, so this is a whole new experience and not one I really enjoy. Can't wear it in public because words like pendulous get thrown around, and then I end up with another public indecency charge, and I am not going back to jail. All I'll say is, it's even more obvious when the light source is behind me. Anyway, misgendering. Sometimes it's kind of understandable, you know, if I'm having an intimate moment with someone in bed, or in the gym showers, or a bus stop. I get it. Blood isn't exactly rushing towards your brain at that point. And it is easy to misgender someone in the throes of passion. Sometimes daddy just slips out. I don't like being called daddy. And not just because I'm non-binary. Even before I assumed my non-binary finery, I didn't like being called daddy, but I think that's mostly because I'm still very young. Shut up. That said, the non-binary options are all quite limited, aren't they? Like, oh God, yes, parent, or give it to me, guardian. It just doesn't really work. Although I solved this problem years ago. Oh baby works for just about everyone, and it's super handy if you've forgotten their name, or didn't bother to learn it in the first place. I am a tart. And I'm very busy. I cannot possibly be expected to remember the name of every strumpet who throws their legs over my shoulders. I have been thinking, actually, for a while, about what would work as a non-gendered version of daddy. Mostly because a few of my lovers have kind of said, oh, you're non-binary, what can I call you instead of daddy? And I tell them all the same thing. How dare you speak to me without being spoken to? You are nothing but a hole to me. Now get on your knees in that corner and wait until I say you can move. Say thank you, sir. That's how I realised that sir is a good gender-neutral replacement for daddy. If that made you feel a certain sort of way, then slide into my DMs. Maybe we can make some more content on my spicy site. Anyway, it works for any gender. In Star Trek, you call your commanding officer sir, whatever gender they are. In fact, the first captain to insist on being called captain rather than sir or ma'am was Janeway, because it underlined her authority as the captain of the ship without needing to reference her gender at all. And if it's good enough for Janeway, it's good enough for you. Although that would add another level to the role play. Kind of, you're going to be a good little ensign, aren't you? Now polish my dilithium crystals. I really should get out more. If you'd prefer some non-gendered terms that aren't quite so nerdy, you could go with my liege, your grace, you there is always a fun one. Just kind of, you there, suck my nipples. Or in a pinch, just go with oi, that works as well. Although my favourite one, I have to say, at the moment is oh great one. Because it's gender neutral, it emphasises authority, and it hints at the possibility of eldritch powers beyond the understanding of man. Which I like. If a random tart is getting a bit too gooey and touchy-feely, you know, they're trying to make eye contact or kiss me on the mouth or something, it's a lot of fun to put them in their place. Generally, I do that by asking them what their name is. Nothing puts your opponent off their stride like introducing yourself and shaking their hand without breaking rhythm. And yes, I do call them my opponent because I've had enough of casual sex. I've moved on to competitive sex. I'd be on Team GB and training for the Olympics by now if we hadn't stopped at Taco Bell for lunch on the way to the regionals. It's an absolute disaster. Anyway, what was I talking about? Misgendering. Yes. The thing is, everyone gets it wrong every now and then, and that's fine. Here's what to do if you misgender someone. Correct yourself and move on. Don't make a big thing of it. The important bit is to try and do better next time, which is where the correcting yourself bit comes in, because if you realise and correct yourself before anyone else has a chance to, then we clock that you're doing your best. And as long as you keep trying, no problem. What you don't need to do is get defensive or try and explain why it's not your fault. For example, if someone who, you know, maybe doesn't know me very well calls me man or mister, and then when I say, oh, not a man, they reply with, oh, sorry, it's just a turn of phrase. I'm like, is it? Sorry, obviously I've just arrived on this planet, so thank you for explaining the intricacies of your language to me. It's not a big deal. You just need to say sorry and try not to do it again. And yes, I know it's a pain in the dick, because I forget and I annoy myself with it. That's not the point. The point is trying to do better. And the best way to do better is to practice. All the time. Call everyone they. You don't need to use he and she. They works for everyone. And it really annoys tosspots. So that's another reason. If I'm honest, annoying tosspots is at least 25% of the reason I get out of bed in the morning. Speaking of tosspots, there was one person who was just genuinely impressive. They kept calling me he and him, no matter how many times I corrected them. Eventually, when they saw my eyes widen and that little vein on the side of my head start throbbing, they went,
Sorry, it's because I'm a Pisces.
No, Sandra, you're a dick. I'm a Pisces and I can remember, so you can too.
You're not a Pisces.
You're right, I'm not actually a Pisces, Sandra. I'm a Scorpio. But you're still a dick.
Lying about your star sign is such a Scorpio thing to do.
Is it? Because I'm not actually a Scorpio, Sandra. I'm an Aries. But you're still a dick. Have you seen how this works? Have you got the pattern? I love the idea that you could just sail through life using your star sign as an excuse for anything that you didn't want to take any responsibility for.
Oh, I'm sorry I set your dog on fire and pissed on your nan, but I'm an asparagus, so, you know.
It'd make courtroom dramas a lot more interesting. My lord, members of the jury, as the closing arguments for the defence, I say to you that yes, the defendant was seen by multiple witnesses and several CCTV cameras murdering the victim in the face until they were dead. But we must not forget that the defendant is a Virgo and Mercury was in lemonade at the time. And therefore, I move all charges against them be dropped and this trial be concluded. The defence rests. Your Honour, it seems my learned friend's argument forgets one very important thing. Yes, the defendant is a Virgo, and we do concede that Mercury was in the microwave at the time, but it's important to remember, the defendant also has Taurus in their moon sign. She knew what she was doing. Hang the bitch! Probably shouldn't do jokes about star signs. I always get emails afterwards from people who are very keen to tell me that this is typical behaviour for a Capricorn. Although if you really want to irritate someone who's into star signs, whenever they say anything along those kind of lines, you go, oh, babes, no, I'm a grown-up. I take responsibility for my actions, yeah? Although, coming back to my hobby of annoying tosspots, I might start miss-star signing the ones who misgender me. Oh, you can't remember to use they and them? Such a Virgo.
I'm not a Virgo.
You must be a Virgo, because you look and sound like all the other Virgos I've met. I'm not going to change my idea of what a Virgo is just for you. I wonder if they get the point. I mean, it's almost as if clinging to some rigid and ill-fitting construct that has no basis in reality other than what you've decided is correct gets frustrating. Can't relate. That was Probably True, the LGBTQ plus storytelling project created to remind all of our queer siblings that we are none of us alone. If you liked it, then join the Patreon, or just tell all your friends. If you didn't like it, tell me. Come at me, bro. This week's Patreon compliments go to Peter Hens, who is such a lovely person that even just getting a message from him really brightens your day. And to Dale Ruins, who is single-handedly proving that nominative determinism isn't a real thing because they make everything they touch absolutely better just by being a part of it. If you'd like a compliment just like these lovely people, then go to patreon.com/probablytrue. You also get ad-free episodes, additional extra things, discounts on tickets for live shows that I am definitely actually working on at the moment. Stay tuned. I'll let you know as soon as I have something. That's it for now. Goodbye. I love you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.